In right about now, it is just a 10 after 11 o'clock, and it is time for Insight with Pastor Lengs, and she's joining us. We are live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook, and she's looking absolutely amazing, very much beautiful. Pastor Lengs, welcome. How are you doing?
Wow, after the song like that, I'm blessed.
I know.
I'm so blessed. I'm getting my dance on, I'm getting my groove on. The praise was absolutely powerful. And I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And I believe all of you, all the listeners, are blessed this morning. Amen.
Amen to that. Sure. You are looking absolutely amazing. I mean, as always. But sure, I'm so excited for today's topic, which touches on, you know, 6 steps to finish 2023 strong. Firstly, what motivated this topic for today?
And it was 2 days ago, actually, and I just sensed so many people are discouraged. You know, when it comes to this time of the year, we look back and we had this vision. We had this great vision and we had goals. And so we can become despondent in those goals and those visions have not come to fulfillment.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just a message of encouragement. And it was amazing because I posted this on my Facebook page about 2 days ago. And so many people responded because I said, rest, don't quit. And so we often, when we are tired, when it comes to this time of the year, we get tired, we become discouraged, we become overwhelmed. And so I believe that we can finish strong, even though those goals were not met, even though the vision was not fulfilled, you can still finish strong. It's a state of mind, because as a man thinks, so is he. And so we have to have the faith to believe that even though I've not seen the fulfillment, that God is still able in his time to work things around. And so the enemy will always come and say, oh, you didn't do this, you never got that done, this didn't work out for you. And so that's why we need to keep our faith on the next level so that we can finish this year strong, even though I did not get to the gym, even though I didn't tick off that box that I was going to write the song, even though God is still able to turn things around for me. And when we are tired, I just sense that so much, you know, when we are tired, we become irrational, we become vulnerable. I don't know about you, but when I don't get enough rest, I'm not the best person to be around.
Yeah.
You know, because sleep does wonders. I believe that sleep is very spiritual. you got to get some sleep, you got to get some rest. And so the worst decisions I ever made was when I was tired, when I was offended, when I was disgruntled. You know, those were the worst time for me to make decisions. And I want to encourage the listeners, don't make permanent decisions in a temporary circumstance, because your frustration can deceive you. You know, the vulnerability can deceive you. And so take some time out to rest, to think about it and to pray about it, because this is the worst time to make a decision, a permanent decision. Just rest in the Lord and trust him to give you, you know, the grace and to sustain you until the new year, where you can, when once you rested, you can make more clear decisions about your future.
Yeah, sure. That is powerful. Now, Pastor Lengs, before you can take us through the 6 steps, I want to know from you personally, how has your 2023 been? Because I know from where I am, I walked, you know, through the longest wilderness. You know, I went through deep and high waters, I walked through fire, but I'm still here by the grace of God. I want to know from you personally, how has your year been?
Wow. I must say it was rough. My January 2023 started rough. And so you have this vision, I had this vision, and bam, January came when it's supposed to be exciting, and one thing after the other just escalated bad news. But then I made a decision. I believe it's all about making a decision.
Yeah.
You know, am I going to become bitter or better? Am I going to allow these traumatic situations to determine my course of life? Or am I going to make a decision that this year is going to be one of the best years of my life? Yeah. So it's all about you making a decision, even though you've been through the wilderness, even though you've experienced trauma. I believe the choice is with us. You know, the my husband likes to say, where the attention goes, the power flows. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on all the negatives? Or there should be at least five positives that you experienced in your life. And this morning, we were actually just talking about being thankful. You know, thankfulness, just refocus your attention on God, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. 2023 has been an interesting year. It's been a year of growth. It's been a year of open doors. It's been a year of favor. It's been a year really where the Lord has rearranged and aligned a lot of relationships. Some had to go, some had to stay. Yeah. But I thank God for the process, because I believe in this process. Lord, what have you taught me? Mm-hmm. What life lessons have I learned? How can I improve myself? And I always like to look within. How can I change? How can I improve? Because I am going into 2024 the same.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some change. Mm. There's got to be some things that we change in our life so that we can enter 2024 stronger, with a different mindset and a different vision, because we have to change. We have to transform. Mm. Change is inevitable, but we have to make the decision. So, Saki, although you've been through a wilderness, let me tell you, God has really, he has changed you so much. And I believe you have grown in this season. Yeah. And many listeners, you have grown. So thank God for the growth, even though it's been, we thank God for it.
Yes, we do. Sure, that is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I want you to talk us through the six steps, right? We are about a month and a few weeks left of wrapping up this year. How can we finish 2023 strong?
Okay, number one, I spoke about that earlier, rest.
Yeah.
Rest. Now, I'm not saying lazy. Sometimes people get confused with rest.
Yeah.
I'm saying set some boundaries for yourself. You know, like if you feel burnt out, take some time just to, even if it's for 2 hours, you know, just get away from that atmosphere, from that. Even if you take a walk, take a walk and just take some time out to rest. You know, after I posted that little write up, there were so many women that actually responded and said, I feel burnt out. I feel so fatigued.
Yep.
I feel overwhelmed. And I said, just take a walk. Just go down and walk, and it clears your mind. You know, sometimes your environment actually adds more stress. Your environment adds more pressure. So remove yourself out of that environment and go for a walk, or just go alone and have a coffee. Just do something to get out of that environment that's causing that pressure. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, take it to God. You know, your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and he's the finisher of your faith. And so I believe in taking it to the Lord. You know, take it to God and say, Lord, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because he's the burden remover. He says, come to me, all who are weary, heavy laden. Matthew 11, verse 28. Yeah. And I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's acquainted with that burden. He's acquainted with suffering. So give to God. You know, sometimes we want to be in control. I was actually writing about this morning. We got to lose control so that God can control.
Yeah.
Many times we want to control our future. We want to control our destiny. But if he's the author and if he's the finisher of our faith, we should lose control so that God can be in charge and have control. Because if he ordains footsteps, surely he knows the future.
Mm.
So give it to him. Take it to God. He knows. Nothing is too hard or too difficult. And you are not too much for God. Even if you go a few times, you are not too much for the Lord.
Amen.
And then the third thing, read and meditate on the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Have you ever been in a situation where you hear the word of God, but you actually need to hear it again and again and again? It's like, I heard that, but okay, exactly what does that mean?
Yeah.
So you got to listen to it. So Lord, you said that you're going to supply my needs, but I ain't seen this provision that you're talking about. This supply, it seems dry and there's no supply. And so, my God. And so when you start breaking down the word and meditating on it and say, Lord, but you are the supplier. You are the supplier of my needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And so you are my supplier. You are my source. And so I look to you. So faith starts coming. The more you meditate on it and say, God, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you. Although I don't see it, I know by faith that you are going to work it out. So it's so important to get the scriptures. Get a few scriptures. And even if you must take post-it notes, put it everywhere. Put it in your mirror. Put it on your fridge, wherever you visit the place the most, you know. Put it up there and just meditate on it. Read about it. Read the word. The word is powerful. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts through bone and marrow. Because let me tell you, your mind, the enemy loves to play mind games. And so logic is in the way with faith. And that's why we've got to feed ourselves with the word of God. And then one I love, and we did this earlier, you gotta pump up that praise. You know, whenever my husband comes into the car, he's like, my wife was in here. Because that volume is like high up there. And so get your playlist. And I learned this early in my walk with the Lord. I created a playlist, and the Bible says, put on your garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's amazing what praise does. I love worship, but let me tell you, praise shifts the atmosphere. Praise literally breaks down those heavy weights that you carry. The minute I've been in praise, okay, the situation hasn't changed. My goodness, I feel good right now. That's what I do. And so you get strength. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So one thing the enemy likes to take is to steal your joy and feed you with bad news. And so what you do, you just lift up your praise. You raise your praise. You pump music. You declare, I'm blessed, even though you don't feel blessed.
Come on.
I'm blessed. And the more you start singing it, the more you start believing it, the more you start walking in it. And you're like, I'm going to finish this year strong. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. Everything about me is blessed. And so then, and then one of the last, you know, you need to take some time and just, let me tell you, sometimes I just want to sleep. I spoke about rest. Rest is taking time out. But sleep does wonders. Sleep is holy. Sleep is, let me just read a scripture. Now this, Elijah was a prophet. You know, and so you can be a pastor, I'm a pastor. We are not robots. And many times I was saying to someone yesterday, we are not superheroes. We rest. And when you are in ministry, when you minister with your emotions, you minister with your mind, you minister with your spirit. And often you feel depleted and you feel tired and you feel fatigued. And so this Elijah, he was a prophet. He was a man of God. And 1 Kings 19, verse 5 to 7 says, Elijah lay down under the bush and went to sleep. And an angel came to him and touched him. Let me tell you, when I slept, I had the most amazing experiences while I slept. I had a dream once that there was deliverance that happened while I was sleeping. The Lord literally spoke to me in my sleep, gave me scriptures, you know, sermons. It's amazing when you go and sleep. Rest will do wonders. And the angel said, get up and eat. Okay, and so food, eating the right foods is also important. I believe in healthy nutrition. When you are tired, don't go for those munchies. Let me tell you, all that sugar, all that stuff just makes you feel worse. So eat wholesome food. It says, get up and eat. Elijah looked around, and by his head there was a cake that baked over coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then he went back to sleep. And the Lord's angel came to him again and touched him and said, get up and eat. He says, but listen to this. If you don't do this, you will not be strong enough to make the long trip. And this was not something spiritual. He never went into a time of fasting or prayer or anything. All he did was he rested and he ate. He rested again. And so it says he got up. I believe that God wants you to get up from that circumstance.
Amen.
You know, there's a song that we sing, I thank God, get up out of that grave. And many times we feel that it's the end of us, the end of our life, the end of the situation. There is nothing that God cannot solve. There's no problem that's too big for the Lord. And what the enemy loves to do, he loves to exaggerate. He loves to hide all the bad moments and say, you're never going to get out of this. Let me tell you, you are going to get out of it. Amen. You are going to finish strong. And you are going to get up and go again. I pray that this will encourage someone today to get up. Even if you should right now, physically, if you are sitting down, get up and say, I'm getting up and I'm going again. And I'm going to finish strong. You got to speak to yourself. You got to prophesy over your own life and say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to finish 2023 strong, and I'm going to enter 2024 even stronger in Jesus' name. Let that be the declaration.
Come on.
For your finishing.
Amen to that. Come on. Listen, it is Insight with Pastor Links, and she's taking us through some of the steps that we need to take in order for us to finish our year 2023 strong, right? And if you just tuned in, we are live on Facebook and also on our YouTube channel. Now, Pastor Links, how much of 2023 must we carry, you know, into the next year, 2024?
I think the only thing you should carry is the good lessons that you've learned. All the bad stuff, you leave it behind. Not that you ignore it, but the Bible says, do not entangle yourself in those weights that so easily ensnare you. And so I believe that all the lessons that the Lord have taught us this year, let's take it into our 2024. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19, forget the former things. You know, it says, for I'm about to do a new thing. And so often we cannot step into that new thing because we're holding on to the former thing. I'm not saying ignore, but what I'm saying is, what good lessons can we have learned from 2023 that will help us develop to be a better person in 2024? Because I want to go from strength to strength. I don't want the old version of me. I want the new version. So in order for us to tap into the new version, we have to intentionally forget about the old version. And I actually wrote a piece about being reintroduced. It was a piece that I wrote, and I said, God is about to reintroduce you. I don't know what you've been through. Maybe they try to, you know, badmouth you, betray you, but God is going to reintroduce you as someone new. And so you have to be willing and surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit so that he can mold you to be the best version of you. You know, your 24 version, your 2024 version is going to be a great version. You got to believe it. You got to actually speak it and say, I'm going to be a better person. And be intentional. Let me tell you, change does not come easy. You have to work it. You have to be intentional. So it comes with a desire and then the discipline to actually reinforce it, to say, hey, I'm going to be this new version, this better version of myself.
Yeah, sure. That is so powerful. I don't want to wrap up this conversation, but because of time, I know that in a month's time from now, the 16th of December, you have a book launch.
Gosh, it is a month. I didn't realize that. Oh my goodness.
It is a month.
I'm excited.
Talk us through it. How can people get involved? Wow. You know, where is it taking place?
Well, let me tell you this. This is something that's really just going to, more than just a book. Let me tell you, I'm not writing a book. It's a ministry tool. And most of the segments that we had on CCFM will be in the book. Wow. And so it's very practical. You know, all the chats we spoke about, relationships, offense, betrayals, that's all in the book. And so really, it's a tool for you to step out. And there's one chapter that I write about breaking the silence. Breaking the silence. And I speak about me being a pastor and not knowing what to do. Like, really?
Yeah.
And things that people don't speak about. Like, yeah, I am now. What do I do? I'm supposed to be a pastor. You know, what is ministry? And I speak about that all in the book. And so the book launch is on our 18th year wedding anniversary on the 16th of December. 2023, and I'm so excited. It's going to be held at the Next Church. The Next Church, Apostle Josie and Pastor Desiree van Rensburg, they are the overseers of the Next Church in Century City. So it's going to be there. And the link you can actually find on my Facebook page. All the information, if you scroll down on my post, it is all there. And we're having a combo. It is a book and refreshments. That's 250. The book is 200 rand. There will be a photo booth. It's going to be, it's going to be something different. It's going to represent me, you know, represent me. It's going to be some praise, worship. It's just going to be an amazing time of celebration, glorifying God, because that's what it's about. Because this is something that is, you know, something I'm breaking through. Mm-hmm. It's something that's been sitting with me for so long, and I'm actually birthing it by the grace of God. So I'm excited. Sure. You are welcome to come. I hope I'm going to see you there. It'd be great to have you there. We're going to have a good time. Yes, thank you so much.
Sure, fantastic. If you just tuned in, well, we are wrapping things up with Pastor Links. However, you know where to find this chat. You can find it on our Facebook, YouTube channel, and of course on our CCFM app. Pastor Links, thank you so, so much. It has been yet another insightful conversation.
Thank you.
Have a great
one. Thank you to you. Thank you to the listeners. And we are finishing strong. Amen.
Yes, amen. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, sure. As I mentioned, if you missed that powerful chat, right, Pastor Links taking us through steps as to how we can finish 2023 strong. Most of us went through the most, okay? We, since our goa, there's a term, it means that you're going through the most. We went through the most this year. And listen, there's about a month and two and a half weeks left, and God can do it. God can turn things around. It's ample time for Christ to turn things around. And with those six steps helping us, navigating us to finish 2023 strong, it's going to happen. It will definitely happen.